Later in the show, you hear some sounds from Ticket Stock. It was an awesome weekend. Thanks for all of those who came out. And thanks to our incredible promotion staff, Chris and Sky, and all the hard work they put in to the Plano Center to make this thing happen. And the P1s who came out on Friday and Saturday to be a part of all this, to interact with us, hear from people like Pudge Rodriguez and Charles Haley, Kevin Smith, Glenn Gulletson, the Stars coach, was out there on Friday. We had a really good visit with the former Maverick, Big Smooth, Sam Perkins. That was a lot of fun. The Ticket Time Wasters had a really energetic and fun set on Saturday. A lot of folks stayed around for that. And thanks to, of course, our sponsors, Mullen Mullen Injury Law Firm, Chiloso Mexican Bistro, Macho Self Storage, Phil Dill Boats, visit BigBend.com, and all of our sponsors out there that had booths. The place was packed with all sorts of just fun, interactive things for the P1s to do. And we say it every year, y'all are incredible. The way you listen to this station, the way you tell us how you listen and when you listen and how long you've been listening, where you're from. A guy named Matt and a guy named Lee came to Ticket Stock specifically from Florida. They flew out just to be a part of the weekend. It was just awesome. And then we had the after party at the Assembly Ice House right across the street. It was a great 2 days of peace, love, and sports talk at the Plano Center.
Yeah, people really do come from all around the world. I visited on Saturday with a couple from Plano and talked about their journey, and it was pretty impressive. Yeah, I had a good time all weekend long. It's so much fun to listen to P1's stories about how long they've been listening, whether it's 32 years from day one. A lot of P1s out there have that badge of honor, or 10 years or 10 days, or kids that were raised on the ticket. You know, they're now 30.
Yeah.
And yeah, my dad listened every day going to work, and it got me listening, and I haven't missed a moment since. And just so many nice things from so many sweet P1s over the weekend. That's always the highlight for me is, you know, sometimes the three of us come in here and it's the same thing day after day after day, and you're not exactly sure who's listening or what the stories are. And then when you press the flesh at Ticket Stock for 2 days and you hear all the stories about, you know, how the show or the station got those people through a tough time in life.
Yeah.
Or how they raise their kids on the ticket, or whatever the stories happen to be. It's just so heartwarming and reassuring that we're in here for some reason.
Yeah, and we appreciate y'all taking the time to listen every day and taking your time to drive out there to be a part of that. It was just a great couple of days. I do have a couple of highlights. There was a guy by the name of Chris. I didn't catch his last name, but he'll know it when I say where he's from. He grew up in Gainesville, and he came up to me and said, "Hey, I used to work with your late brother, my brother Tad, who passed a couple of years ago." I said, "You did?" And he said, "Yeah, I grew up in Gainesville. And I've told you before, my brother used to spend his summers with my grandparents, their place in Gainesville." And I said, "In the banking business, or did y'all work at the furniture store together?" And he said, "No, we worked at the furniture store together, and your brother helped inspire me and change my life." I just went, wow.
Wow, that's cool.
That was just awesome. And then there was a guy who didn't tell me his name, but he said, "I appreciate everything that y'all do for causes in our community." And he said, "I appreciate what you do for the senior source," and he gave me two $100 bills, and he said, "Put that towards this year's Jub Jam."
Oh, that's great.
And I was like, wow, man, that's amazing. I spent it at the Assembly Ice House Saturday night.
I remember him handing you five $100 bills.
No, it was just two. Yeah. It was just two. But, I mean, what a nice thing to do. You know, and he said, "Don't say my name on the radio. I'm not even going to tell you my name." And it was just a really cool thing to do for that guy to reach out like that.
That's awesome.
And then our visit with Pudge, I really enjoyed that. Pudge was just in rare form on Friday night talking about his career, and we'll hear some of those comments at 8:15. But as we're winding down with Pudge, there's somebody on a roundtable who thought, you know, instead of asking a meaningful question or telling Pudge how much I appreciate him just as a sports fan, a guy by the name of Gordon Keith thought his role in the roundtable would be to interrupt people as they were asking questions, like this, as I was trying to ask a question of Pudge.
Through all those years, and believe me, into now, it's been amazing.
That last deal you got done.
Go ahead.
He was not asking a question, but that last deal you got done with the Rangers, you had no question.
I did too.
You just wanted to hear me stumble for some reason.
I did too. I
was, somehow that makes you happy.
Going to ask about his time with the Rangers.
But then this happened, because then Gordon did have a question. Thought he just, he noticed the very nice watch that was on Pudge's left wrist. And thought he would, you know, just bro down with Pudge, and he got rejected into the upper deck.
And the way that we play the World Series, the way we pitch in that World Series was hard to beat.
Indeed.
How much did that watch cost?
Don't worry about it.
Tell the guy that made the statue gave you that.
Yeah.
Tell him, Pudge.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Pudge Rodriguez. Oh,
I wish I knew about watches.
I imagine it was a bunch. It looked
That's
like a really nice watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It had a lot of gold on it.
Don't worry about it.
Well, I love the don't worry about
great
it.
Great drop.
Drop awesome. Out of it. And Gordo,
don't worry about it.
A Gordo shutdown. So I think, yes, that is my favorite moment from the last couple of days
moment.
Of ticket stock.
Yeah, I loved the visit with Pudge, and I really loved the visit with Sam Perkins.
Yeah, that was awesome.
As Corby said during the interview with Sam, as we were talking about his days at North Carolina on the same team with James Worthy and Michael Jordan, like Corby said, how did you guys ever lose a game?
Right.
And he said, you know, that was peak college basketball. And talking to Corby afterwards, he said, I could have listened to him for hours.
I know.
And because stories from that generation of college basketball, and then later even in the NBA, you know, his early year Maverick stories were great. And I think Sam said afterwards, when I thanked him for being on the round table, I said, great stories. He goes, oh, man, I've got so many of them. And I thought, I bet you do. And he was such a legend in the 80s, and that was back when college basketball peaked with Ewing and Olajuwon and Jordan and Carolina, Georgetown, Houston, all those great teams, the NC State upset, just so many legendary players that actually stayed at their institutions for two, three, sometimes even 4 years.
Was he there for four? Did he tell us?
Yeah, he said he was there for four.
All four, yeah. And three of them, he was an All-American, I guess.
So. Yeah. That was so much fun.
That was great.
He's such a nice guy.
He is. Shows how great he was that he made that 84 team. I can't remember the number of players he said that showed up in Bloomington to try to make the team, but it was like 70 or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I want to do a segment on the Pan American team that he was on in 83 that won the gold medal, because I read an article about it recently, and I thought, what a cool story. A very interesting time in college basketball and how those kids came together and they go down to South America and win a gold medal. It just, I don't know, that whole era just brought back so many great memories.
That's great. Well, thank y'all for giving us an awesome weekend. Not you. I was thinking the P1.
Don't worry about it.
And up next, we do have Gordo and the observation deck.